Okay, councillors, I'll start off with apologies. I have Councillor Devlin, Sharvin, Councillor Ennis and Councillor Byrne and Councillor Kiar.
Councillor Dorn.
Councillor McKee, Councillor Dorn. Anybody else? Okay, no remarks from myself. Any declarations of interest? No. Okay. And number three, report of the members' workshop on the 26th of November, the 15th of January, and the 3rd of February. Have we a proposer and a seconder? Proposed Councillor Hurdy, have we a seconder? Councillor Mulgrew?
Councillor
Callaghan. Our choice. Okay. Anybody, any issues to raise on it? Happy enough to move on. Number four, to confirm the capital budget for the 2016-2017. Copy enclosed. Just looking.
Councillor Enright, proposed.
Cadogan, proposed. Davy seconding. Okay. Anybody else? Any comment? No? Okay. Number five, to set the district rate for the year 2016-2017 as required under Section 3 of the Local Government Finance Act. Okay. I'm just looking at proposals.
Terry. Hi, thank you, Chair. And I know that there has been a fair bit of work done at meetings on that to agree a district rate. I know that we have a fairly strong capital budget. We have a number of big projects that we intend to do. We have a substantial amount of money set aside for events and that through the area because tourism was one of the main priorities for this council and to retain the services to a proper standard. We have worked this down as low as we can and I would propose the recommendation in what's agreed of 1.94.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Gary?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Chair, I am content, certainly in our party, to second the rates increase that we've set out. Bearing in mind that we are embarking on, we're halfway through a new leisure centre in Uri. The other half is underway, a new leisure centre soon starting in Downpatrick, plus numerous other major capital projects which we will be embarking on. A new civic centre coming online in Newry and over a number of years. And the bottom line is, Chair, it's like taking out a mortgage. We're going to have to, the district, the ratepayer, including ourselves, are going to have to repay that over 20 years. So there is an argument we can stand over as long as we deliver those on those projects for increasing the rate. On a negative note, Chair, I will say, and I'm going to raise this again. I've raised it. I think this is my at least third time raising this at a meeting. And it's something we're going to have to sort out as a council. It's directly down to our management team. We're going to have to look at this. We've asked, and not just me, Chair, other councils have asked, what is the state of play with our current finances? We're setting a budget for the financial year 2016-17. So it's very important we know the state of play as accurately and as timely as we can in relation to the budget for our current year, 2015-2016. And I do appreciate we're in a new council and all the rest, but you know, having said that, we've been up and running since the 1st of April. Sure, we did ask for the figures up, what our current situation was up at a number of meetings, rates meetings up to the 31st of December. Those figures, Chair, have only become available today. I've only had a chance to have a quick look, and I think we're sitting at an adverse variance on our current revenue spend, Chair, of £452,000. So something in the region of £500,000 of a negative or an adverse variance against our current year spend. Now, we would have needed, Chair, to have that information, really. Now, we have reserves and all the rest, but we would have needed that information. And we can't go forward, Chair. We're going to have to, we can't do this again next year. And even as we go along month by month, Chair, that information needs to be coming timely. We're really, actually, as an organisation, should be at this stage. We should be fit to know what our spend is up to the end of January. Now this, so we're 6 weeks coming nearly since the turn of the year, and we're only finding out today, at the end of our rates process, what our revenue spend. Now, I'm not going to dwell on it anymore, Chair, but I think it isn't going to be sorted out tonight. But please, I think it's very important that we have that timely management accounts coming every month within a certain amount of weeks at the end of the month, that we know, not just for us as councillors, Chair, in our scrutiny role, but for a management team to make a correct decision, Chair. I'll leave it there, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. That actually will be picked up on item number 9, Gary, at the later on in the meeting. Councillor Enright.
Just to reiterate what the other speakers were saying, as the Independent Alliance Group are in support of this settlement in and around about inflation, and Terry made the point that it supports a substantial level of investment and of significant projects. So broadly speaking, we are happy with this. We would look to efficiencies being driven out of the merger process over the next year or two, and I know management have given us commitments on that front. And certainly, on a personal basis, I'd just like to reiterate what Gary said, and I don't need to repeat what he said speaks for me too. Thank you.
Thank you, Cadogan. Councillor Riley.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Unfortunately, I can't concur with some of the comments that have been made here tonight, because I feel that there hasn't been enough actual democratic participation in the way the rates have been done this year. This council is extremely officer-driven, and while I'll concede that you do make a lot of good decisions, I can also see decisions that I would have certainly liked to discuss, and the fact that there's no facility to prioritise schemes within a ward, I think that is part of a democratic deficit that this council has to overcome. And while I'm glad to see work being done in Downpatrick on a new sports centre, I am extremely concerned that a town like Newcastle, that has been so badly ignored in the past and that hasn't had sufficient investment, that town of Newcastle basically is getting nothing out of this year's rates whatsoever. And I would have liked to have seen some method of getting Newcastle the facilities it richly, or it very, very much deserves. And I say that as a recent representative for the area, I am appalled at how that whole area has been neglected. And so I will unfortunately have to vote against this year's rates. Thank you.
Gareth.
Chair, thank you. Could I just say that in the capital programme there is a provision for Newcastle, and I mean I think we all do know the history and the delays that are there. So I'm just want to put it on record. I'm happy enough. But Council, we as a DUP chair, we as a DUP grouping would support the motion tonight. We feel it's a realistic increase in the district rate, especially bearing in mind the substantial investment which is planned for the area, and we believe it's an investment in our future, and we believe that it will pay dividends eventually. And Chair, could I just emphasise that there's no decrease in the services that we provide here to our citizens, and there's no decrease in the events programme, and there's certainly no decrease in our commitment to make Newry, Mourne and Down a more prosperous and safer place for all our citizens. And this is against the background, of course, of transferred powers as well, including planning, which we've taken on board, and community planning, which is just around the corner for us. But notably, Chair, the increase takes account of substantial investment in two large capital leisure projects, one in Downpatrick and one in Newry, and of course a very good range of capital projects throughout the various towns in our district. And I do believe it also includes for regeneration, making that a priority in our district as well. Chair, I would just like to put on record appreciation to Chief Executive and Senior Management Team and all their support and staff getting us to where we are today, and also to the councillors who attended all the rates working group meetings up to now, because there were those that did put in the long hours and attend every rates working group meeting, and maybe the previous speaker didn't attend them all, Chair, and maybe he felt let out a bit. I'm not sure on that, but I just like to say that. But look, I think it's incumbent upon us all, Chair, to work together with the officers and to achieve efficiency and effective resources and services and deliver a programme going forward for council in the future.
You got it, Councillor Taylor.
Yep. Thank you, Chair. I want to begin by thanking the officials within the council for the significant work that they've undertaken over the last number of weeks in assisting the elected representatives through the completion of this race process. There's no doubt that a substantial amount of work is carried out by the officials throughout this process, and I want to express the sincere gratitude of myself and indeed my Us Unionist Party colleagues for the work that you have undertaken over this period of time. Regarding the rate that we have that's been proposed this evening and will more than likely be agreed, I don't think there's any one of us within this chamber that finds ourselves in a position where an increase in rates is accepted as the most desirable situation to be in, particularly given that many households across the district do find themselves in great financial constraints. But as we have embarked upon this process of establishing the rate for the incoming year, we have faced the dilemma of ensuring that the rates were kept at the lowest possible level on one hand, whilst also ensuring that our current level of services are protected, and indeed other strategic future priorities, including the completion of the two major leisure centres within our district, are delivered to completion. We will continue to face financial challenges over the coming years, and we must ensure and strive to ensure that our ratepayers are provided with services from our council that can be considered to be value for money. I want to refer again to the review of public administration, and that's one of the difficulties that we continue to find ourselves in as well with regards to establishing rate levels. We found ourselves where we have taken on additional powers, but again, central government and devolved administration doesn't provide us with the financial requirements that we need to be able to deliver all the services that we want. But again, it's a call for them publicly to say that they need to supply us with more money. But so we're happy to accept the rate as it stands, and I want to thank you all again for all the work that's been undertaken by councillors and staff.
Thank you, David. Okay, councillors, can we have a show of hands, those in favour of the proposal that was made by Councillor Hurdy and seconded by Councillor Stokes? And those against? And I take it we have no abstentions then. That's everyone. Okay, if we move on to item number 6, is to agree the potential borrowing limit for 16-17. Again, we're looking at a proposer and a seconder.
Proposed,
Councillor Hurdy, seconded.
Councillor Curran.
Councillor Curran, do you want to speak, Robert?
Yes, please, Chairman. Just the figure, because it's quite an important figure, page 37, the limit for extra debt. At the end of 15-16, which is the 31st of March this year, 57.3 million. You'll give an officer the authority to borrow up to 81 million, depending on your capital programme. Obviously, your capital programme runs behind that sum of money required. That'll be minuted. Those thresholds will be minuted.
Put on the other mic then, just a bit.
Can you hear now? Okay. Just repeat that. Page.
It is working.
Can everyone hear now?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to draw your attention to page 37, because this will be minuted due to its importance. The projected capital or loans at the middle of page 37, projected loans at the end of this financial year, which is 31st of March, will be 57.3 million. You're given permission for the officers to borrow up to 81.2 million in the incoming year. Obviously, how much you borrow will be dependent on the capital programme, but that's based on the capital programme you've previously agreed to. I just want to draw your attention to that and let you know it will be minuted. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, I could just ask Robert, why is it saying 79.2?
It says 79.2, but then you have the facility to build in that little bit of extra rather than come back if there's a problem. There's 2 million extra built in. Hopefully we'll not need it, but okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Move on then to item number 7 is to agree the minimum revenue provision.
We have
Corin and
Terry.
Yeah. Okay, and again, we're looking to proposer and a seconder for item number 7. Paddy Clark, and we have a seconder for that. David, thank you. Okay, any comments on that, Robert? Are you happy enough?
Just to let you know that the minimum revenue, which effectively in the case of this council is the principal repaid during the year, will be five point seven million. So again, that'll go in the minutes. Thank you.
Okay, and then items 8 and 9 are for noting, but Robert's going to pick up on the comments that were made earlier on.
Just the Treasury Manager's statement.
Proposer for item 8.
Councillor
Stokes and Councillor Enright. And then number 9 then, the management account switches for noting.
Robert's
going to pick up on some of the earlier comments that was made.
Yeah. The management accounts which you got... In fairness, the councillor has a point. In an ideal world, we would like to turn them around a little earlier, particularly given budgets and particularly quarter ends, which usually are quite important. Enclosed with those management accounts are an analysis. You have what's known as a two-page report, which is the titled Net Revenue Expenditure. And then there is attached to that a report which runs to... 7 pages, which is the account code, in other words, the main spend headings. Now, there are some significant variances in that. Some of them are because there are variances. Others are because there is a difference in culture between how the two legacy councils accounted for certain things. Now, obviously, as time moves on, that culture will converge. But it's to let councillors see where some of these variances are and... you know, they may want to discuss it in other arenas. There are other reports, but it depends what the councillors want. At a strategic level, that should be reasonable, but if other people want to go a bit below that, fair enough, we can provide that. So rather than me write a thesis or somebody write a thesis as to why these various things have happened, there is a list there which you can go down and have a look at and query in another forum. So it's just to draw your attention to that. It also includes where we have adjusted for planning. We have we got prepayments, so we've done an adjustment to those prepayments where required. We've adjusted for loans. We're not going to spend as much on loans this year because the capital spend is running behind what was originally anticipated for various reasons. We've also taken out of that, there was two fairly major functions, the famine and the golf and a few things like that there. It is difficult. Those are reasonable, but there are other things could come out of the woodwork, especially converging two councils, but they're fairly reasonable and give you an indication. That is down on the last set of accounts you had for the 7 months. For the 7 months, it was about 650,000, if my memory serves me right. So it is down about 200,000. So just if there's any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Okay, Gary, as brief as possible, please.
Yeah, can I just thank the officer, Chair, for the update, and Chair also to say it was remiss of me earlier not to join with other councillors in paying tribute to our finance team, Chair, for the put a lot of work into the rates process every year, and I appreciate that. I do know it's Mr Dewey's might be his last rates process and the last time we set a rate with... as an officer, I'd like to maybe just pay a tribute to maybe you would join me, Chair, for Mr. Dewey's work over the years in the rates process. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
That's it.
Well, councillors, those that are on the St. Patrick's Day subcommittee, there's a meeting in room 5 just for 10 minutes afterwards. And could I just say as well, well done to everyone, councillors, officials, the whole lot in relation to the rates. And thank you, everybody. Sorry, Robert wants to make comment.
Councillor, so I'd first of all like to thank Ken and Maureen, who have done most of the heavy lifting, so to speak, for this. And it's been difficult for a whole series of reasons, but not least because you're bringing two councils together. I would also like to thank councillors, certainly those of the Newry Legacy Council, and for about 40 years and a half, the Shadow Council and so on. I've never found any problem with the councillors. I've always found them reasonable, even as recently as today. There was a bit of a hiccup this morning, and I spoke to a few of them late this morning and early afternoon, and they understood it and so on. And I would like to thank you and say thank you very much and wish you all the very best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, folks, thank you. Thank you, councillors. That's the meeting over. And again, those for the subcommittee, St. Patrick's Day in room 5.
Thanks, Mickey. Good job.